Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this sixth energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path 22 fours. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got horse spirit. And what I love about this, as soon as I pulled the card and I looked at the image, I just felt this burst of energy. It's an image of this like wild stallion running through an open meadow at full speed. And so I'm just getting the sense that there is something that maybe you have been feeling really restricted around, that all of a sudden it's like you gain your freedom, you break free from whatever this is. And you're able to just run freely, right? Like be a free bird, and, or in this sense, a free horse. It's like someone accidentally left the gate open and you're just running free. This is such a free is the word I keep saying, right? So it's like just a very freeing energy. You being authentically you. You showing up without, you know, feeling the need for apology or excuses or justification. Just showing up authentically as who you are, contributing in the way that feels good for you, and being able to express yourself creatively in a way without barriers. This is a powerful energy. This could also be like breaking free from a relationship that's felt really restrictive, breaking free from the burdens of carrying an experience with you that no longer needs to be carried. And so it's like just releasing. There's such a sense of like release here. So this is very powerful energy. You just think of like the difference between a horse who's wild and running free and a horse who's confined and whose spirit has been broken. There's just this difference, obviously, in energy, you know? And so it's kind of like, it's almost like there was something that was really holding you back, and you've gained your sense of freedom around it. This could be like breaking free from a debilitating mindset or an addiction or something, where it's just like, you just feel like you have this whole new lease on life, and you're taking it by, you know, you're taking it and running with it. This is such powerful energy, really, really beautiful. And if you need to feel inspired this week, I would encourage you to just go online and just look for, you know, videos on wild horses running free and just watch them. This is the energy that they exude just from that freedom is so incredibly powerful. And to watch it sort of brings it into your awareness, and like you can feel that energy. It's like you're picking up on that energy. So if you need that, if you need to feel that, right, then, and you're not currently quite there yet, then even just, again, bringing it into your awareness by watching a video about it or something like that, you can feel the energy from it. So I encourage you to do that if you need some inspiration. So I broke the month down into 4 weeks, and we start this week off with some kind of power play. We've got some kind of situation here where it's like somebody is trying to get control, someone's trying to keep control, someone's trying to manipulate a situation, someone's not taking other people's sort of ideas into consideration. It's my way or the highway type of energy. This could be somebody that you work for. This could be, you know, a relationship. This could be you. This could be, you know, like the universe asking you to sort of get awareness of how you are showing up. But we know that, you know, it's kind of like when one person in the group tries to gain control or tries to manipulate or dominate a situation, that's not fun for anybody. And that doesn't go very far, right? And so it's kind of like this, I really do feel like this is somebody else's energy though. Like you're in this kind of situation where it's this power play. Like maybe, I don't know, this example just popped in. So it's like maybe you work for a boss and you actually know more than that boss, right? Like you have great ideas, which would totally make sense for a 2244 to have very good ideas, right? And so you have these great ideas and you share it with your boss, but your boss is intimidated by your intelligence. And now it's a power play. And it's like, okay, I'm going to oppress you because I don't want you to basically take my job, right? There's this fear that surfaces that the ego creates that, again, just creates a situation that's not fun for anybody. And so there's definitely some kind of that going on. And if you're in the receiving end of that, it can do a lot to sort of make you feel stifled. And I do kind of get this sense where with horse spirit coming in that you've kind of had your fill of it. You're kind of done with it. You know, it's like you respect yourself and your, you know, ideas and, you know, everything that you bring to the table more than having them sort of be restricted and shot down and manipulated. You see what I'm saying? And so it's kind of like, if this is you and you're in this situation, I kind of see you having enough of it, like doing whatever you need to do to break free from this situation because it's not serving you in any way, shape, or form. It's definitely not serving the other person. It's just continuing to give them the control that they don't need, right? It's like giving them permission to treat you that way or to show up in that way. And you need to make the decision when the suffering gets great enough, right? That you're not going to put up with it anymore. So I kind of see you doing that at this point in time, definitely around like the first and second week, because the second week we kind of have like this sort of calming energy where it's like there's resolution. There's some kind of resolution here. So it's kind of like if the beginning of the month, if you feel like there's some kind of power play, some kind of real like butting heads or push and pull, or like you just can't get anywhere with this person or these people, it's kind of like you maintaining your own integrity and your own sanity by pulling yourself out of the situation, right? Like by no longer participating or by no longer giving them permission to show up to you in your space in that way, if that makes sense. And that's not always easy to do, especially if it's our livelihood or whatever. But I feel like there may be some kind of difficult conversation that needs to take place here. And I think through that conversation or through your committing to making some kind of a change, there's peace that's to follow. There's going to be some kind of closure with this and it's going to feel good. It's going to feel complete, right? It's going to feel like peace and harmony and balance. And so definitely seeing that coming in really, really strongly. But I, like I said, for the majority, I feel like this is somebody else's energy and it's been very like oppressive for you. Like it's felt very much like, you know, because if it's like, if it's from somebody in authority, sometimes it's like, we've obviously been conditioned to not go up against authority, which is complete bullshit, but it's like, that's kind of how we've been conditioned to believe, right? It's like people of authority are better than, no more than, and are in more power, right? But the reality is like, we are all equal. And so, you know, when we give somebody that power, when we create that hierarchy, we are giving our own power away. We're giving other people permission to treat us in a way that is lacking in respect, right? And that is not treating us as equal. So there's something coming in here where it's like there's some kind of power struggle is basically what's coming in. And I see like the first or the second week, like you kind of just having enough and being like, all right, I'm out. I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'll deal with the consequences, good or bad, around me leaving, around me changing directions, around me, you know, valuing and respecting myself more than this situation is valuing and respecting me. So I definitely see that coming in very, very strongly, you know, that first and second week. And I definitely see this as a time for you to set some healthy boundaries, come what may. You know what I'm saying? It's like you standing up for yourself and your truth and doing it in a way that's full of integrity, but that's also not taking any shit and just being done with it. Third week, this is interesting too, because it's kind of like whatever kind of transpires from that first and second week, you know, like you kind of like really standing in your power. I see that third week again. It's like you just really just standing up for yourself. And again, getting, you know, having some kind of very clear communication. Now, whether that's communication coming in for you, that's kind of setting you on a different path or a different, you know, a detour or whatever. It's kind of like where there was a storm before, those clouds part, and now you can see much more clearly. You're getting much more clarity around a situation. And so, and you are like, you're open to that and you're standing within that. You know what I'm saying? Like you are standing within your own power to make very decisive decisions at this point. It's kind of like you've made the decision to move beyond whatever that power struggle was previously. And it's like you're committing to that. You're standing true in that. And it's like as soon as you do that, as soon as you, you know, you become open to whatever this communication and that wants to come in for you, or this clarity, it really feels like just clarity coming in. It's kind of like beginning of the month, couple of weeks of the month, you're really immersed in this power struggle, whatever that may be, right? This density. And then it's like this third week, you've kind of moved out of it, or at least you've initiated the movement out of it, and everything just opens up. You can see way more clearly. Now there's some decisions to be made about how you want to move forward. What is your next step? What do you want to do? And that's going to be your choice, right? And so I just kind of see like this third week is like an opportunity for decisions to be made, for clarity coming in, for you to weigh your options, for you to decide what is your next step? How do you want to handle the situation? And you taking control of the situation, and but doing it with much more freedom, right? So this is really, really powerful energy. This is standing in your power, standing in your authenticity, and you know, using your own voice. When you move into the fourth week, this just opens up the creativity like exponentially. This is like you just stepping into it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like if we were looking at tarot, this would be the magician energy. This is like you connected to spirit, connected to, you know, the physical realm, and like finding your tools, figuring out what it is that you want to create, and just doing it again without apology, without feeling like you need permission, you know, just doing it. This can be around, you know, a multitude of things. This can be around relationships, career, addictions. Maybe this is the point in time where you commit to and decide to put your intention towards, you know, moving out of this addiction, moving out of this relationship, moving out of this career, creating a different career, you know, creating a healthy balance within your life, taking care of yourself, whatever the case may be. But it's like you are just fully stepping into it at this point. This is like, this comes into sort of like an incredible awareness around your, like what you need and like what your truth is and what you need to build within your life, because 22s are the master builders, right? Ultimately, 22s will build something or create something in this lifetime that will have a greater impact in the world, not just within their own sphere, right? And so, but you have to start there. You have to start with yourself. You have to start with creating the environment for yourself that is, you know, that is fertile for growth, for expansion, for all of these things that will allow you to explore greater ideas and all those things. But first it has to start with self and getting that confidence and not participating in power struggles that, you know, diminish your power, right? Or that like make you feel small or make you feel incapable, because as a 22-4, your soul came here very, very capable of stepping into 22 energy. And so this is very, very possible in this lifetime. Not necessarily easy, but very, very possible. And so I just kind of see like everything that sort of transpires this month is just giving you much, you know, even more tools, even more wisdom to be able to step into that 22 energy full force. But I really see a lot of creative energy coming in for you around this fourth week. And again, it can be around relationships, it can be around community, it can be around wherever it needs to be. But it's very creative. It's you taking charge. It's like you're just kind of glowing with life force energy at this point in time. And so it's very charged energy. So what are you going to do with it, right? Like, you've got to do something with it. You have to funnel it into something. You have to transmute it into something, because if you just keep charged energy within you, it's going to wreak havoc, right? So I just feel like all of this sort of like this energy flowing through you, and it's time to figure out where you want to focus that energy. What do you want to do with it? And wherever you put it, it feels so much more freeing than where it was before, right? In that power struggle, in that like, yeah, whatever it was, just at the beginning, the energy at the beginning felt so much heavier. This feels so much lighter. Whereas the energy at the beginning of October feels very dense. It's like, cause you're in that kind of situation that you kind of know you need to get out of, but it's tricky, right? It's like, it's complicated. But at the end of the month, I just see you like breaking free from that and really embracing like the horse energy. And yeah, just like no holds barred. So very, very powerful energy. I really see this month about you stepping into your power, your authenticity, and not taking anyone else's shit, right? Like, that's just ultimately what I see, is like you recognizing your worth, what you have to contribute, and wanting to do that, right? Feeling that passion from within, and no longer taking the suppression of, you know, people not taking your ideas seriously, or not buying into what you have to offer, or feeling intimidated by what you have to offer, right? And then you making yourself small because of that. This is you, you know, standing in all your glory without apology. And so very, very powerful energy. And so again, I would say if you need some inspiration, just, you know, go online, do a search for wild horses running free, and just watch them, you know, bring it into your awareness, harness that energy, and yeah, step into that power. So beautiful energies, 22s. This is going to be a powerful month. And I will say, because I say this a lot, but it's so true, just because the energy is there and it's presenting itself, if we don't say yes to it, if we don't embrace it, if we don't do something with it, then nothing happens. You see what I'm saying? Like, we are participants in this. Like, we're co-creators. And so we have to say yes to the co-creation part of it, right? It's like, if we say no and we're just like, don't get into it, then that's fine. You know, that's fine. That's totally up to you. But it's not like the universe is going to come in and do all this for you. The universe, like the energy presents itself, and then it's up to you what you choose to do with the energy. And that's just the way it is. So that comes back down to free will, right? And divine will. So, but there's definitely some powerful energy here to play with this month. And so again, it's how you harness it and how you work with it that's going to make all the difference in your experience. So I hope this was helpful, 22s. Thank you so, so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.